It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Castledale City Mayor Danny Van Wagner. And man, in July, you're going to have a stretch from the 22nd of July to almost into the first weekend of August where you will not have to worry about finding something to do. This year, Castledale City and the Emery County Fair are going to kind of overlap, and they've got a lot of great fun events planned, as they always do. And of course, the one that's near and dear to my heart and to Mayor Van Wagner's heart is that little luau coming up on the 26th of July. We'll talk about that and everything else. Mayor Danny, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing great, Dave, and how are you?
I'm doing well. Let's get right into it because, man, there's a lot to get into here with what's going on in Castledale. Of course, Castledale City Days is going to kick off on July 22nd, and let's just kind of go through some of the highlights from there.
All right, on July 22nd, Castledale Days does start. At 2 p.m., we're having kids' games. That's quarters in the sand. That's all the kid games you can imagine. At 4 p.m., we're going to have our world-famous, county-famous, $2 barbecue, a burger for $2. And then at 6 p.m., one of the new and really exciting things, it's going to be the motorcycle rodeo. And if you've never seen that, it's in awe that you'll watch these crazy guys on the motorcycles.
And they'll do anything on a motorcycle, especially when it comes to that rodeo. It's almost as fun, I'll say this, as the rodeo that they put together for the Bouldering Festival. That one, I think, might be a little bit more fun than this one, when you can put somebody out there that's never really been on a horse before. But these guys on motorcycles have way too much fun, probably more fun than you should on two wheels.
Absolutely. And like both of them, we got athletes out there, and they're going to push it as far and as hard as they can.
And that's just the first day.
That's just the first day, July 22nd. So then we'll move on from there.
All right. So let's just kind of go through the whole run through the whole thing and, hit some of the highlights that are going to happen.
Okay. Then on Wednesday, July 22nd, is the special little luau. Now I'm throwing this out to every special needs person, Carbon, Emery County, Grand, the whole state. This is an exciting event for those special needs people. There's not an age limit on it. We have free swimming. We have free food. And just there's some buses that run from Carbon County. We're just encouraging everybody that has special needs in their family to come out and enjoy this at this time. This is just something that's absolutely wonderful. And it's just a fantastic day.
And as you were saying, we were talking before we came on, you had people from out of state that came to this last year.
Yeah, we had some people from Colorado and I think Nevada also. So it's getting bigger each year that it comes along. And the girls that are taking care of it are absolutely phenomenal.
And they always have a lot of fun. And as you said, it's for a great, great cause. Just get on over there and have a good time. And is that really the only thing that's going on Wednesday? I mean, that's enough.
Well, that's enough. But no, there's going to be a variety show fundraiser. And then the exhibits are starting to come in for the fair, which is happening the very next day.
All right. So let's talk about the very next day. I've got here on my list a car show, a kids rodeo, and a really interesting Castle Valley pageant movie. So let's talk about all of those.
All right, we do. The Castledale is going to finish up basically their Castledale days with that kids rodeo. It's a great time. Come catch a chicken, come catch a pig, and it'll be just a good time. And then there's a senior lunch and bingo on Thursday, and then a Frontier Days and car show. But the big thing is the Castle Valley pageant. There was a production company that filmed it when it was still going on, and we're going to show that on the big screen outdoors. Or no, it's up at the high school in their auditorium. So it ought to be a lot of fun. It's pretty special to get that. Like I said, it used to be the main show to come down to Emery County. People came all over the state just for that. So it's going to be fun to show that film and everybody that's in it.
Really, that's a special, going to be a special night there, and probably a lot of great memories around that as well.
Absolutely.
All right, let's kick it over into Friday now, because now are we into the fair?
Now we're into the fair, full-blown into the fair. So we have a home run derby, we have exhibits, we have vendors, we're going to have a talent contest, we're going to have the Hypno Hick, which seems to be everybody's favorite. We have inflatables there for kids. We have the Maddie Wilson Band at the rodeo. And then we're going to have a teen night at the Armory, which is up at the high school. It's a brand-new building. It's kind of an outdoor event. You can golf in it. You can football in it. You can basketball in it. And the teens are going to get to go up there and just have a really good time and see something that's really a showcase.
And then that's Friday. And then Saturday is, you can't have all of this fun without a parade, can you?
No, and this is going to be the first year in a few years because of COVID, because of the fair going away. We're having a parade on Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and then the Hypno Hicks going to be back in there. We're going to have a singing contest, a $1,000 bingo, and the inflatables again. And then the rodeo comes in on Saturday with a concert and fireworks, and the concert is going to be a really good time. It's a brand-new guy. You can get on the Emory County website, and his Mr. Hart's supposed to be, he's got some songs out there on YouTube. He's got billboards up in Nashville. It's a big-time guy, and he's just starting to move up.
So we got that coming, and then does it kind of taper off for a little bit and then ramps back up on August 4th? Is that how it's going to go?
Yep, and then on August 4th, which is a Friday, we have the Miss Emory Day Golf Tournament. And it's a day and night golf tournament for all of you guys that really like to watch your balls blowing through the air.
I'll tell you what, and we talked about this. These are a lot of fun. These glow-in-the-dark night tournaments are always a good time. And just, you know, get out, especially, here, I'll say it this way, because I don't take myself very seriously, and it's probably because I'm not that great at it. But if you're going to go out, just don't take yourself seriously for this nighttime golf tournament and have a good time. So it's my understanding you'll play nine. I believe it's starting around 5 or 5:30. You'll play your first nine holes, then there'll be a break, and then when it gets dark, you go out and you play the second nine. Is that how it works?
That's how it works, and it's always a good time. It's $200 per team. Let me give you a number on that one because it is a couple weeks out further.
Okay.
It's 435-384-2887 to register. And I encourage people to do that. And also, YouTube this Kelsey Hart. He sounds really incredible. And it's going to be a fun concert, big fireworks. And we're inviting everybody. Come to Emory County for a couple of these events, and you will not go away unhappy.
Go and have a good time. That's all I can tell you. Well, Mayor Danny, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it, and I'm going to let you get back to it, okay?
All right, Dave. You have a good day.
Thanks, you as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.